An entrance vital to traffic at an area shopping center soon could be open again. During his report at the meeting of the Marshall City Council on Monday night, City Administrator Dave Hoagland talked about the progress of the replacement of pipe under the east entrance to the Marshall Plaza.
If you've been down by the plaza, you've noticed that the pipe has been delivered here. The last bit of pipe came in last week. With this being a short week, and I think we had crews assisting MMU put up holiday decorations today, we decided to hold off on starting that installation of pipe. I think our intent is to be there next week and hopefully have that done and that open back up.
Ward 3 Councilman Charlie Guthrie asked a question about the project, which was answered by Hoagland and Mary Mo Fowler, Assistant Director of Municipal Services.
Originally, I thought we were going to keep the old large pipe.
We are keeping the old large. We're going to replace the small one, so you'll have two, I think they're roughly 70-inch diameter.
That's going to take all four of those units?
Those pieces will go, through there.
So it's going to be a long one all the way through. Mm-hmm.
There might, I don't remember, but was there a piece of that? Was, I don't think any of that's going in the old, is there?
One,
that's
one of them is bad.
So we're going to replace
that's
one.
Out and
so then three will go under.
And the other one that's okay still, where it's like bent up on the edge and we're extending that one. So we're going to be hooking new pipe to old and installing new.
The entrance has been closed for several months because the tubing supporting the entrance began to fail due to flooding. A Macon County teenage driver had to be flown from the scene of a roller traffic crash in Sheridan County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 17-year-old Destiny Sloan Clapp of New Cambria ran off each side of the roadway back onto the roadway, overturned, and ejected the driver. Sloan Clapp, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt, was flown by air evac helicopter to University Hospital in Columbia for treatment of serious injuries. Crash happened around 10:45 a.m. on Route P, 5 miles south of New Cambria. Captain James Wilt, commanding officer of the Missouri State Highway Patrol Troop B, has announced officers from Troop B, which includes Sheridan County and the KMMO listening area and all across the state, will be participating in Operation CARE during the 2017 Thanksgiving holiday weekend, which began Wednesday and continues through Sunday. During Operation CARE, the objective is to promote safety and reduce traffic crashes. During this assignment, troopers will be assigned to highways, not only aggressively enforcing traffic laws, but also be available in the event any motorist needs assistance. In addition to Operation CARE, additional troopers will conduct special enforcement operations on U.S. Highway 63 and portions of U.S. Highways 24 and 36. During this operation, all available troopers will be assigned to those more heavily traveled roadways in an effort to promote safety and reduce traffic crashes. KMMO News Time is 12:35. Agnes Newton, age 94, of Marshall, died yesterday. Arrangements are pending at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. Funeral services for 76-year-old Clarion Johnson of Marceline, who died Sunday, will be at 1 o'clock today at Delaney Funeral Home in Marceline, where visitation began at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at Mount Olivet Cemetery in Marceline. Massive Christian burial for 93-year-old David Barr of Kansas City and formerly of Miami, who died Sunday, will be at 1:30 p.m. today at St. Peter Catholic Church in Marshall, where visitation began at 12:30. Burial will follow at Mount St. Mary's Cemetery in Shackelford. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 83-year-old Gene Sturm of Brunswick, who died Monday, will be at 2 o'clock today at St. John's Lutheran Church in Brunswick, where visitation began at 12:30. Burial will follow at Elliott Grove Cemetery in Brunswick. Bashir's Memorial Chapel in Brunswick is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 75-year-old John Smith of Fayette, who died Tuesday, will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Fayette. Burial will follow at Salem Lutheran Church Cemetery in Forest Green. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening at Fremont Freeze Funeral Home in Fayette. Funeral services for 92-year-old Rosie Ferris Carver of Florence, who died Wednesday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Bethlehem Baptist Church near Florence, where the family will receive friends beginning at 10 a.m. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 84-year-old Vivian Lee Kennedy of Richmond, who died Sunday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Assembly of God Church in Richmond, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Craven Cemetery near Camden. Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services with military honors provided by the Ray County Veterans for 70-year-old Robert Mike Millsap of Richmond, who died Sunday, will be at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Interment will be held at a later date at South Point Cemetery near Orrick. Funeral services for 88-year-old Unita May Noel of Coal Camp, who died Wednesday, will be at 1 p.m. on Sunday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Coal Camp. Burial will follow at Memorial Cemetery in Coal Camp. The family will receive friends from 4 to 6 p.m. tomorrow at Fox Funeral Home in Coal Camp. A celebration of life service for 73-year-old Judy Ann Palmer of Odessa, who died Monday, will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday at the St. George Catholic Church Parish Hall in Odessa. Ralph O. Jones Funeral Home in Odessa is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yont.